Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Monday, September 27th, 2021. And boy, the excitement in our house is at a fever pitch here right now. We are less than a week away from our trip to the Walt Disney World Resort. It is the 50th anniversary. Like I said, we are leaving this Saturday, bright and early. We're going the one shot, getting up at probably 3:15 in the morning, leaving around 4, be there a little after lunchtime. So probably 1 o'clock with us, you know, stopping for bathroom breaks and all that. And man, it is crazy. My wife, actually, we went Saturday, the original plan, I think I talked about it. We were going to go to the apple orchard, and we ended up not doing that this weekend. We had some other things going on Saturday that kind of came up, and I mean, this weekend was kind of wild, actually. We were running all over the place. but when we were set to go out, my wife had spent time creating like a planner, if you want to say, of, you know, parks we're going to, all the things we're just planning to do each day. Because, you know, of course, there's no more fast passes, so you don't have that all set up. And she printed it out, and while we were in the car driving on Saturday, was like going over it with us all. And I mean, it was just, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, really? Like, you're printing out this, like, and it's not even an itinerary. It's because that's the one thing, is like, sometimes when we go, especially when you have fast passes and if you have a meal plan and you know, your week can be structured out so much, or even your weekend. Like when we go for our Disney weekends, it's like, you got to be here, you got to go there at this time, and you're just kind of all over the place. This time it's more like, hey, we're going to this park today at this time, you know, and we've gone, you know, enough where we know, like, maybe we're not going to be there all day. So because we have park hopper, like, why don't we park hop to this park that evening? Because this park is open till this time. And, you know, then we can go see the fireworks there. You know, one night Animal Kingdom's open a little bit later and sunset is at 7. So we'll be able to see Pandora at night this night. And so she was just going through all these things. And I'm just like, this is just crazy. But it's going to be a fun trip, much more of a laid back trip, because we are there for a full week. You know, we're not going to have to be rushing to make sure you sneak everything in one day at one park. So really looking forward to it. We can't wait here in our household to do it. So this past weekend, like I said, we were kind of all over the place. I mean, Saturday we were getting together with some friends, had to run around to a couple errands and that. Yesterday, I ended up doing something that I have not done since, geez, I don't even know what year it would have come out, probably 2011, 2012. I'm up to date on the newest iPhone. I jumped in and got an iPhone 13 yesterday. And part of that was because I still had an iPhone 8. So I was years behind. I think the last iPhone that I got, like, day and date when it launched, was the iPhone 4. I think I remember standing in line at an Apple store. Not necessarily the day it came out. It was like a couple days after, on a weekday, I remember, because it came out like on a weekend. And I went on the weekday because they were just getting a new shipment in. And, you know, yesterday wasn't too hard to find an iPhone 13. I just called an AT&T store and they're like, oh yeah, we got a bunch of them. And for me, luckily, they had an offer where for my iPhone 8, they only wanted to give me $75. But because of right now with the new phone, they're just giving $350 to anybody. So I jumped in and got it, and was able to, you know, get kind of a little monthly installment plan. But I think eventually here, probably pretty soon, I'm going to be just paying it off, because, like I talked, I've been working a crazy amount here over the last week, and then even the next couple weeks here. One of our staff pharmacists has left, and so we're looking for a new pharmacist to come in, so we have some open shifts. So I'm just working extra hours, filling in some of those shifts. So why not, right? Just pay the phone off and be done with it. But I got to tell you, and I know, you know, this isn't, I'm preaching to nobody here, because I'm sure many of you know this, but the new iPhone compared to my iPhone 8 is like night and day. I mean, the screen, number one, is just way better than that phone. Runs so much smoother. I mean, obviously the camera is ridiculous. I didn't get the Pro because I'm not somebody who takes tons of pictures, so I don't need that, you know, really in my life. But one of the biggest things that's kind of been for me troublesome over the last couple months is, I mean, I've had, you know, where my battery wasn't lasting all day. I was having to plug it in and things like that, which just happens with phones. I think I had the iPhone 8 for 4 years. I think I had it a little over 4 years. But I also was having just issues where it was kind of freezing. I mean, even to the point where, like, podcasts, like, I'd be trying to switch to a different podcast and it would just act weird. So it was just, the phone was definitely going downhill. But with games like Marvel Future Force, or I'm sorry, Marvel Future Revolution, the new Marvel MMO, I mean, I talked about it here in the podcast, was playing an Android build on my PC. It finally came out on phones. My iPhone 8 could run it, but it just about melted my battery. That phone, like, I mean, let's say I had like 56%. I would load that game up, play for no joke, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, check my battery, it was down to like in the 30s. Like, it was just crushing that phone. So that's why I haven't been playing it or even talking about it here on the podcast. I mean, the game launched and here, I mean, I've been sitting from afar watching people play this game, wanting to play this game. Like, you know, there's not a lot of mobile games that I play, but wanting to play that, and I couldn't. And now I can. So I did download it yesterday. Kind of got through the initial little tutorial thing, which I had already done on my old phone, but I don't think I ever actually got to the point where you could even walk around the social space because it was just like my battery was getting killed. So hopefully soon we'll be talking about Marvel Future Revolution here on the podcast. And, you know, hopefully if you're playing the game, let me know what server you're on. I forget the name of our server. I should have looked it up. Me and a bunch of the guys in the Discord are all on the same server. So, you know, we'll be playing over there, but I'm hoping to kind of get in there and try to catch up. I mean, I'm coming to the party a little bit late here, but the game was just a lot of fun when I played it on kind of that early build there on the Android emulator. So I'm really looking forward to jumping in and checking that out. And of course, also Pokemon Unite is now on mobile. So I'll be able to, you know, play that a little bit more. I mean, I could run that on the 8, but even still there, didn't look as good, wasn't running as good. I mean, the 13 is just, it's awesome. And I talked about this a while ago. I forget who I had, one of the Patreon episodes. I think it was J17 Falcon, how they've gone back to kind of that more like, I don't want to say steel case, but it's kind of like squared off. It's not that rounded style of phone. And I like that, like the iPhone 4, like back then. So I like the form factor of the phone. It's great. Yes, I know. I'm finally here. Current. I'm finally, you know, I put it in the Discord yesterday and Matt Clark's like, welcome to the present. I'm like, yes, guys. Thank you. I'm here now. I was like that old dad that, you know, or those old people that always have kind of the old technology. That was me. I felt that way with the iPhone 8, especially now being here on the other side of it and seeing what I was missing all along. So it's nice. Let's see. Also this past weekend, we had a Halo flight. So a Halo Infinite flight happened this past weekend. And the cool thing was they actually were allowing people to play some straight up arena against other people. It wasn't just against bots. Kind of the weird thing they did though, is they, turned it on and off. And I think that was really just testing whether they could add playlists on and off, which is cool. I understand that. And by putting it in these 4-hour chunks, it was kind of making people sign online and kind of hit the servers and test the server. So understandable, of course, right? But when those weren't live, you could go in and just kind of play around with the bots and training. So, it was fun. Still plays great. You know, the game, of course, unsurprising to anybody. I really had no issues. A couple little pop-in things when I was kind of getting into some matches. One of the funny things was when you first fired it up, you couldn't switch your weapon by pressing the Y button. You just were kind of locked with the weapon you had. You actually had to go into the settings and set that as a, like, map the key to switch weapons, which was kind of odd. So when I first fired it up, I'm like, what the hell? Like, why can't I not switch my weapon? What is going on with this game? Had to look it up online. It was an issue. So if you were somebody that jumped in there and weren't able to switch your weapon like me, that's basically how you had to fix it. But once I did that, I had a lot of fun. You know, didn't play as much as I really kind of hoped to, which is really fine. I mean, the game's coming out in a couple months, but I did get a couple matches. And the cool thing was, too, it wasn't just Slayer. It was the same maps we had the last go around, but we had Strongholds, which is basically like, you know, zone control, capture the flag, and just Slayer in there. But either way, just awesome to play against real people and kind of have those objective modes, too. And, you know, just again, I'm super hyped for that game, for the launch of that. It's, you know, the more I play it, it's like there for probably my most anticipated game. I mean, it's Halo, guys. You know, I'm a huge Halo fan. I cannot wait to play it. Now, part of the reason why I didn't play as much Halo as I had hoped was because my attention, anytime I had this weekend a game, was diverted towards another game that, you know, I've been talking about and kind of on the fence about buying, but I gave in and had to do it. And that is Diablo 2 Resurrected. That game, I don't know what the secret sauce of Diablo is, but there is just, when you're chasing that loot and, you know, that game, is it's an old game, obviously, and it plays just like the old game. But like you've just, I can't help but get myself lost in playing it. When you start playing it, you're just immediately stuck in it. And you look up and 30 minutes, 40 minutes have gone by. Like I'm playing a paladin, which I at first was going to play a necromancer, but then I said, nah, I'll play the paladin class. So if I play online, I can, you know, heal people and kind of buff people and all that. Plus, I mean, you're just a badass. You're walking around just heavy armor, smashing things, you know, with either your sword, or right now I have a massive mace, which is this ridiculous looking shield. I'm at, towards the end of act one, I'm almost done. I'm on the kind of the last quest of that. But you know, kind of the game being somewhat difficult is great. Like it, for some reason, like Diablo 3, I'm not going to say isn't hard. I mean, there are some enemies you fight, of course, and it is difficult, but it plays much faster. And there's something about the setting, for as much as the graphics are better with Diablo 3, like for some reason, Diablo 2 really gives you that sense of dread and that sense of horror while you're playing it. Like some of the dungeons you go in are just very, very dark compared to where they are in Diablo 3. And, you know, with the upgraded graphics, the way the light kind of works and you can't really see much. And, you know, right now, like I said, I'm kind of at the end of the game. And for those that haven't played it, like I'm in these barracks and I'm trying to find a jail to kind of get down into these catacombs in this jail. And, you know, it's just every corner I can barely see around my character. I mean, there's a little glow of some light. And every once in a while, I come into a room and there's some torches lit and that. But not always. And like, the game in Diablo 3, it feels like your character's kind of bouncing around the screen a little bit more. In this, I mean, it's very deliberate. Someone walks behind you, you need to, your character actually has to kind of turn around. Even though it's still an isometric game like Diablo 3, it's just, combat seems more deliberate and everything about it is just more visceral, more physical, and it's awesome. And so I'm glad I jumped in. You know, I actually kind of felt kind of bad because, like, I mean, I've been saying I've been loving Tales of Arise and loving that game, but it was like anytime I had any chance to play anything this weekend, if it wasn't one of those Arena Slayer moments, I was firing up Diablo 2 and just leveling up my character and kind of pushing through that because it is just a blast to play. I couldn't recommend it more. And hey, it's only $40. And I would say if you've never played Diablo, any Diablo, Diablo 2, Diablo 3, whatever, like, I don't know if this should be your first Diablo, because Diablo 3 streamlines a lot of it. There's a lot of quality of life things that they added to that game. But personally, I would almost say play Diablo 2, because it's just, I don't know, it's awesome. And it's $40, so it's not that much either, which is awesome. So, I don't know, loving it. If you guys are playing, let me know. I'm over on PlayStation. My PSN ID is CE Turks, a friend up with me. And let me know. So that's going to do it for here today, guys. You know, like I said, I got a long work week, man. I'm just looking at down the barrel of like working every day. I mean, the worst part was this pharmacist that left. Her and I were going to kind of switch our shifts on Friday, where I was going to open, she was going to close. Well, she's not there anymore. We have a floater pharmacist coming in. So guess who's tasked with closing until 9 and then is getting up at 3:15 to leave to Disney the next day. But you know what? I'm looking at it, man, this week. I'm working a ton this week. Lots of long hours, even working to 9 on Friday. But it's like the Super Bowl, man, because where does everybody go after the Super Bowl? They go to Walt Disney World, and that's what we're doing this week. So that's kind of my viewpoint here going into this work week, is that in the end, going to Disney, man, going to Disney. So, all right, guys, well, email me here, please, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. You know, let me know what you've been playing right now. Did you get to play Halo? Are you playing Diablo? I'd love to know. And, of course, hit me up on Twitter at Marturka, M-E-R-K-T-U-R-C. So, okay, check it out on my new phone. I mean, you know, it's awesome. iPhone 13 is great. But other than that, guys, have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.